Cool. So how many people can the aircraft accommodate? There are currently two models the company is working on. The first model, which is called Airlander 10 and has already been built, tested, and flown, can seat 19 passengers. The second model, Airlander 50, is still in the early concept stages. The engineers are designing it to seat 200 passengers. Lewis thinks that the way that the Airlander takes off and lands is very cool, and then uses the word accommodate. Accommodate means to have space for. So he says, how many people does the aircraft have space for? Tyra says that there are two models right now. The first is the Airlander 10. It's already built, it's already able to be used, and you can have 19 people inside of it. The second model is called the Airlander 50, and they're still designing it. They haven't built it yet. The idea, though, is that it can have up to 200 people inside of it.
Louis 他就觉得就是这样很酷，所以他就又问说呢 ，So how many people can the aircraft accommodate？ 就说呢，那这样子这个飞行器它可以容纳多少人，可以搭载多少人呢？这边的 accommodate 就是一个动词，容纳或者是搭载的意思。那 Tyra 他就说呢，他就回答说 ，There are currently two models the company is working on。就说呢，这间公司它目前正致力在两种机型。那 the first model, which is called Airlander 10, and has already been built, tested, and flown, consists 19 passengers. 就说呢，这个第一个机型呢，它叫做登空者10号，它已经完成了就是制造、测试，还有飞行的阶段。然后呢，这个飞行器可以搭载就是19个乘客。The second model, Airlander 50, is still in the early concept stages. 就说呢，第二个机型叫做登空者50号，它虽然仍在就是早期或初期的概念的阶段，但是呢 ，the engineers are designing to seat 200 passengers. 就说呢，工程师希望可以设计它到可以搭载就是承载200名的乘客。